the last time we were together, we were talking about this verse in Genesis 11, where we see that the people came together and they had goals. Their goal was to build a city. Their goal was to build a tower whose top, they said, would reach into heaven. It's impossible to ascertain everything they had in view, but it is possible to speculate that they aimed at understanding. They were aiming at a kind of observatory, a high place where they could survey all that could be seen and reach an understanding of what they beheld. And of course, they were going to do all this without God, maybe even in defiance of God, but certainly in independence from God. There's a secular mindset among scholars today, maybe also among scientists, especially those kinds of scholars today, to explain everything that is with an independent view, with a way of escaping God, a way of not taking God into account. This is one reason that so many evolutionists are atheists or want to be atheists. And surely there are many Christians who are evolutionists. We are not going to fight that battle right now. All we want to say, though, is there's a mindset which concludes if we must appeal to revelation, then it's not science. So in order to be purely scientific, we have to leave out all sense of revealed truth, all sense of dogma. Such a thing, of course, is futile. We can't understand the creation apart from the Creator. And it's not only futile, but it invites the judgment of God upon the effort. I'm Ronnie Stevens, and this is Rampart. Visit us at rampartpublications.com.